1 of The Miser by Moliere, translated by Charles Heron Wall. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. The Miser by Moliere. Cast of characters. Harpagon, father to Cléante, and in love with Marianne.
Read by Todd.
Cléante, Harpagon's son, lover to Marianne.
Read by Elizabeth Clett.
Valère, son to Anselm, and lover to Elise.
Read by Cibus.
Anselm, father to Valère and Marianne.
Read by Elliot Gage.
Master Simon, broker.
Read by Lambda.
Master Jacques, cook and coachman to Harpagon.
Read by Algie Pag.
La Flèche, valet to Cléante.
Read by Alan Mapstone.
Brindavoine.
Read by Ellie Cat.
And La Melouche.
By Ertel Boss.
Lackeys to Harpagon. Elise, daughter to Harpagon.
Read by Arielle Lipshaw.
Marianne, daughter to Anselm.
Recorded by Elizabeth Ramsey.
Frosine, an intriguing woman.
Read by Libby Gone.
The scene is at Paris, in Harpagon's house. Act 1. Scene 1. Valère, Elise.
What, dear Elise? You grow sad after having given me such dear tokens of your love, and I see you sigh in the midst of my joy. Can you regret having made me happy? And do you repent of the engagement which my love has forced from you?
No, Valère, I do not regret what I do for you. I feel carried on by too delightful a power, and I do not even wish that things should be otherwise than they are. Yet, to tell you the truth, I am very anxious about the consequences, and I greatly fear that I love you more than I should.
What can you possibly fear from the affection you have shown me?
Everything. The anger of my father, the reproaches of my family, the censure of the world, and above all, Valère, a change in your heart. I fear that cruel coldness with which your sex so often repays the too warm proofs of an innocent love.
Alas, do not wrong me thus. Do not judge of me by others. Think me capable of everything, Elise, except of falling short of what I owe to you. I love you too much for that, and my love will be as lasting as my life.
Ah, Valère, all men say the same thing. All men are alike in their words. Their actions only show the difference that exists between them.
Then why not wait for actions, if by them alone you can judge of the truthfulness of my heart? Do not suffer your anxious fears to mislead you, and to wrong me. Do not let an unjust suspicion destroy the happiness which is to me dearer than life, but give me time to show you by 1,000 proofs the sincerity of my affection.
Alas, how easily do we allow ourselves to be persuaded by those we love! I believe you, Valère. I feel sure that your heart is utterly incapable of deceiving me, that your love is sincere, and that you will ever remain faithful to me. I will no longer doubt that happiness is near. If I grieve, it will only be over the difficulties of our position and the possible censures of the world.
But why even this fear?
Oh, Valère, if everybody knew you as I do, I should not have much to fear. I find in you enough to justify all I do for you. My heart knows all your merit, and feels, moreover, bound to you by deep gratitude. How can I forget that horrible moment when we met for the first time? Your generous courage in risking your own life to save mine from the fury of the waves, your tender care afterwards, your constant attentions, and your ardent love, which neither time nor difficulties can lessen. For me, you neglect your parents and your country. You give up your own position in life to be a servant of my father. How can I resist the influence that all this has over me? Is it not enough to justify in my eyes my engagement to you? Yet who knows if it will be enough to justify it in the eyes of others? And how can I feel sure that my motives will be understood?
You try in vain to find merit in what I have done. It is by my love alone that I trust to deserve you. As for the scruples you feel, your father himself justifies you but too much before the world, and his avarice and the distant way in which he lives with his children might authorize stranger things still. Forgive me, my dear Elise.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?